Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It is an interesting time in this country. Got a lot of things to discuss. I wonder how many people saw some of the debates the last night around the country, especially the one in Pennsylvania and the one in New York, kind of interesting, and across the country. We'll be talking to that. But before I put on my co-host, I got two breaking stories that happened in the last few hours. One just broke within the last hour, and that is the senator of New Jersey, Bob Menendez, has been indicted, is under federal investigation, and it's imminent indictment is coming. And what's unique about that is that this goes back to 2010, where we broke the story on the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People. Back at that time when we had Steve Bannon, and also we had Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report and others on that time, and we were discussing Bob Menendez and the Epstein escapists and everything else like that, and his sex capades, so to speak, when Bob Menendez went out with a page and stuff, and the corruption and kickbacks back then. Bob Menendez is a crooked politician. He deserves to go to prison, and he will go. Now, the other breaking news that happened just a few hours earlier is I'd like to give congratulations to Javier Maharis. That is the what used to be Shark Tank, Florida Report. And he broke the story, and it was confirmed by my team, my election integrity team, as well as Governor DeSantis, that this afternoon, that the today and yesterday, we caught a number of people in Broward County at various drop boxes trying to do the 2,000 mules. We arrested them, and the report coming out is that the supervisor of election, Joe Scott, he has been suspended, possibly fired, as the supervisor of elections. But that's developing, and we'll know for sure in the next couple of days. But we have security teams, we have people watching, including people like Red Broward, the True Broward, and Javier and his team, and others watching these drop boxes here in Broward County and other areas around the state for corruption. And they will be arrested. It's a 5-year prison sentence if you commit voter fraud. And one little comment on that, and this is one of the things that we cast, because when you do drop boxes, you do mail-in ballots, and then you go ahead and vote in early voting or on election day, the readings are there. And because the system that we just developed is set up for this election across the state, the first vote will count, whether it be the mail-in ballot or the person, but the second vote won't. And if you knowingly went and voted twice, you will be arrested for voter fraud, incarcerated for 5 years. No ifs, and buts on that. It's automatic under the new election integrity law here in the state of Florida. Those are the two breaking news out there. At the moment, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. Great day. Busy day.
Yeah,
business,
I know.
Business is happening now.
I want to tell you.
Business here in Florida is great.
Yeah, before we get into, we had a guest a little while back, the person that was involved with Angel Tree, we're doing it now in a lot of different ways to help. Angel Tree is a program that allows the kids of parents who's in prison to have a Christmas. And right now the Angel Tree Fellowship is trying to raise enough funds to get 300,000 kids to have a Christmas through the Angel Tree program. And we had a guest on, and what's her name, Scarlett?
Who?
The one who's involved with Angel Tree.
Robin Figueroa.
Right. So that is something that's very important, and we know who they is, and we know who they are, and we work with them, and it's big deal.
I know them personally. Okay.
So
her brother was incarcerated, and it was wrong. I mean, he shouldn't have been there. So she wanted to make it so kids wouldn't suffer. Her nieces and nephews suffered from that. Okay.
They call it Angel Tree.
They developed this thing called the Angel Tree, and they raised funds so kids would have stuff on Christmas.
Yeah.
Something
it's Angel,
to feel
yeah.
good, food and a party and lots of gifts and clothing and toys and books and anything they need. Okay, they not only do Christmas, they do other events. They do for school, they do for the summer, they do a lot of different events and raise money for the kids. Okay?
So right now that's what they're doing.
Yes.
You know.
So right now their project is Christmas. And
so that's,
people should donate.
We're working around the country with that. Yeah.
Like Toys for Tots.
Which is Toys for Tots is another program that we do. And
restaurant, Country Ham and Eggs, which is over on Commercial and
all around that area.
It's all the way down there where that restaurant used to be. I forget the area. But it's over
there. Umberto's.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But they have toys with hots. Country ham and eggs.
Yeah, toys with hots.
Toys with hots. So anytime you want to bring it in, go and put it in their box. Bring your kid a toy.
Yeah. And also you got Toys for the Sun Run.
Yep.
And you got bring also
them a
toy, phone
bring them clothes, bring them books. Books are good. They should read, you know. And bring them everything, you know.
Also,
child
you got
can use everything.
Yeah. Also,
know?
You got Feeding America, who's raising funds right now to try to raise funds to get 23 million meals for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
They're trying to raise for Thanksgiving dinners for 23 million.
Down here, a lot of restaurants open up their hearts for people who can't afford it to come in and have a Thanksgiving meal. And the place on State Road 84 where they feed people every day, I'm not sure about the name, but the state does it. They have their open like restaurant, and you can go in there and get food. And they're even open for Thanksgiving. And they have all the treats, everything, turkey, stuffing, potato.
As we get closer to the holidays, we will give notification to different locations on the radio show and on the podcast for people that can't get certain things, so they'll be able to get things, especially now with the Biden inflation. And the dangers that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to give them their time to serve food on the holidays, it would be very nice of you.
That's very important. Now, Scarlett, did you watch the debate between Fetterman and Oz, Dr. Oz? What do you think?
Yeah, and I was very upset. And I'll tell you what, the debate was great. Oz won. But that's not what upset me, okay? Fetterman has disabilities there, right? And he should be being helped. He's not getting the help he needs to revitalize his body. He's struggling. And his wife is real big shit. Because
yeah, his wife is responsible.
Right. I think she should be held criminal for this. You know, like Joe Biden with Joe Biden. Okay, what's with these people? Do they not love their men? What is it?
It's all about hunger and power and money. You know, and we have a cartoon. We have a cartoon that was posted early in the day. It took off a Scooby-Doo type thing where you see who the villain is at the end when they pull the mask off. So they had Oz as the guy Scooby and the other one was there, and he pulled the mask off, and it turned out off of Fetterman, it turned out to be his wife.
Political right now. His health. She's having such a hard time putting a thought and expressing it. You saw it last night. You really did.
Hey, this guy,
you know?
This guy should be on the campaign trail. He needs to be in the
rehab center. I'm not agree with his politics or his platform and some of the things he did, but that's that. But his life is important. His health is important. He is important.
Right. He should be in the rehab center. What most people do after they get a stroke, and he apparently had a very severe stroke. Just because you know, there's all kinds of different strokes. Apparently, his motor type skills is not there, his functioning is not there, and
rehabilitation, it can return,
two or three years.
And then he can return to political life. Nobody begrudges him to have a political life. That's what he likes. Not saying he's good at what he does. I don't agree with it. But he would have that opportunity. And last night, he put himself in such a hole. Now, let's talk about the debate. Okay, he didn't really get the opportunity to express himself. It was so hard for him to vocalize.
No, he should have been on the stage at all. Most of the Democrat Party and some of the pundits all said the same thing. They were cursing out his campaign manager. Why do it? Should have kept him home.
Right.
Several people are saying he should have bailed out after the stroke and let somebody else take his place. He was down by 2 or 3 points going in. Some polling had him up a couple, but most of the polling had him down already by 2 or 3. Now he's down by 10 or 15. A lot of people are walking away from
him.
He allowed him
to hurt himself, and that's unacceptable.
Both CNN and MSNBC had one of those groups to analyze after the debate. Both of them and all the so-called Fetterman supporters flipped immediately to Oz right after that debate. He went from having about 51-49 edge to zero, to losing it all. Because
put him in the hot seat, because that really was unacceptable. There was no way he was able to do it. And he tried,
no.
But he won.
But
he was
good.
He
was
good. He looked good.
Yeah, he looked like a football player.
He was just for success.
The thing was, and this is very important, his policies really are bad. This is a guy, he lied a lot. He was mayor of this town that he's been, went from a low crime to one of the highest crime areas in the state. He supports defunding the police. He hates fracking. He got caught in that.
You know what this is? This is time for him to think about his life and which direction he wants it to go in. But Dr. Oz did good. He was a little hard on some things, but he did good. And I thought his clothes was really good.
He had the best clothes going. He also was explaining to the people his positions. Which is amazing, because usually in debates it's very hard to get that because you only have a minute, but they kind of let him explain a little bit, and that's a good thing, and that able to help out.
Yeah,
and,
the moderators were good, and they were good. Okay, let's talk about the other debate.
The one in New York. That also came out, Lee Southard won that going away. One of the best lines is, why are you afraid about arresting people? You know, she was defending the worst district attorney, the district attorney of Kings County. The Manhattan DA, and that's Kings. New York County.
You know what I walked away from? On that debate, one conclusion came in my head there. She gets paid money under the table.
Yeah, she's a grifter. She makes another grifter look good.
Her wheeling and dealing, there's some pocketing there. Especially with the Buffalo Bills.
The city of Buffalo, which is near the border into Canada, it's a college town, it's also a snow belt. The thing is, sports town too. Buffalo, Buffalo Hockey, the Sabres. You know,
it's a good Buffalo team. Bills, good team.
Buffalo Bills is in first place right now in the AFL East,
you know,
if you want to call it.
They weren't going to leave. They weren't going to leave. I don't know where that came out from.
No, they weren't going
to
leave.
They wanted something up to date. Okay? And there could have been a better deal done. Okay?
Right. At least Alvin, he said we negotiate something where everybody makes out. But there was
how did they build the stadium down here for the Panthers? What did they do?
It's a bonds thing. They everybody
that's what
was
they
able
done
to
up there
and then bond
the
issue.
And everybody would own the piece of it, and it wouldn't have cost anything. It wouldn't have cost 600 or whatever million. It would have been a win-win. Yeah.
The original owner of the Panthers was the former Island owners. There's a direct connection between the New York Islanders and the Florida Panthers by the whole nine yards, including Denny Pop and all that stuff. So, that's a big thing there. But the thing is, and the Panthers are a pretty good team, I expect them to make the playoffs this year, which is early because the season just started.
If Donald Trump was in this wheeling and deal, because he's the art of a deal, it would have been such a great deal.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have cost New York State a penny. It would have been a win-win. The team would have got a stadium. Everybody would have been happy. It wouldn't have been a loss. It would have been a win-win-win. But that didn't happen. And even Lee Zeldin said that she has no idea how to wheel and deal.
Lee Seltzer had the perfect close. He won that going away. He was up by 2-3 points going into the debate. He's up by anywhere from 5-10 after the debate. George Pataki called her a liar.
Yeah.
Did she get a
facelift? She did something.
She didn't look right.
So she looked whatever.
Yeah. And then you got
good person. She's a bad politician. She's bad at economics. She lies and she blinks a lot. Okay?
There's a lot of states that's in play now. Nobody thought it would be. We got news yesterday that even Chuck Schumer, the Senator of New York and the majority leader, is in trouble, and he has a debate, I think, Friday against Pinion, who is now a tied or in the lead over Schumer. Look, AOC's losing too in her district. The New York State, New York City, New York residents, the citizens of New York are tired. You can't ride the subway anymore. Housing is 10 times more than it used to be. Taxes are outrageous.
You can't
garbage
walk on
everywhere.
The street at night. You can't go out to eat without something. The restaurants are being loitered or
Thousand cops we left the NYPD come down to Florida and other areas. They want to be respected. Criminals are respected, cops are not in New York, and they're leaving. New Jersey, we got reports today, besides Bob Menendez, that New Jersey's turning red. A lot of the Democrats are losing. CD3, this guy here, I can't think of his name right now, I was watching him early in the day this morning before work, and he is now leading. And again, he's being mobbed. They're making calls over calls.
Sky high. Because
and
they voted a Democrat governor who's just a spend thrift, who doesn't know
Murphy
economics.
Stole that election, and we were about to arrest him, but the Republican candidate gave in too soon.
If he stayed
24 hours or later, he would have been governor because we had him done. Because we had the evidence to arrest him.
You wonder why he did that.
We don't know, but it doesn't matter. We got another one coming.
Why would you not fight for your campaign for the state?
Right.
So he would have been a shitty governor too.
Maybe.
You need a conservative governor in the states. Someone who knows economics. Good policy.
Okay, a little polling data. little polling data from down here in Florida. Ron DeSantis is up by 15.
Hey.
Marco Rubio is up by 15.
Yeah.
The whole major state up and down effort on the ballot. The Republicans are up all over the place. We expect this guy, this Congressman Smith guy, whatever his state representative, Senator Smith, I think his name is. He is expected to lose, and everybody in the state of Florida had enough of Democrats/communists, and they're voting Republican. And they're doing that not because of spite, not because you got to decide to punish someone else, but because it's what's best for their family. It's what's best.
I say we put them all on a bus and send them to Martha's Vineyard.
Right. It's best for the economy. It's best for the most of the people in the country, and this was in New York too, and in Pennsylvania. Because in Pennsylvania, they have their parents are standing up there too.
How's Greg Masters versus Mark Kelly doing?
Masters is up. The left wing poll has him tied, but in reality, he's up by 5 to 10. Kerry Lake is
over Mastriano. Shapiro.
Mastriano is up because Mastriano's up. So is Dr. Oz. We expect all the Republicans to hold their seats in the governor's race.
Good.
And we expect to add a few also. Also, we expect
They will rescind the 2020 election, and they're all going to go to jail.
The other thing that's going to happen is that we also found out today that the Democrats echelon, Pelosi, Stoyer-Meyer, Stendi, and a few others are going to resign or retire once they lose the House, which is guaranteed now. We expect that even the left is predicting 25 to 30 seats in favor of the Republicans. Above that 30, so they're talking about 30 to 50 seat swing. I'm still saying 50 to 100, maybe more, because there's a lot of seats that are now playing.
Can I repeat
the
something?
The one in the church, CD3, I didn't expect to be a player playing.
Is Adam Schiff resigning?
Adam Schiff needs to be hung for being treasonous, because this guy has a problem. But the same thing with Nancy Pelosi and the whole Pelosi clan,
right.
and that includes the governor of California. He has to go. Look what they're doing in California, and stuff and things of that nature.
We
don't want any.
All,
if you're moving out of California, do not bring your left wing dingbat stuff into Florida or Texas or any of the right states.
Go to Martha's
Vineyard.
Go to Martha's Vineyard. That's right. Everybody. All these stunks, go to Martha's Vineyard. Go hang out with Obama.
Yeah.
And
there's
the
two
elite.
Things. I was talking to a bunch of people today, and one of the things that, and this is you in your territory, is that there are people out there right now that can't afford to pay the rent or can't pay the mortgage because of the Obamanomics, I call it, or the Bidenomics, whatever you want to call it. And I talked to two people today that both are being evicted, one in Texas, but that's her own thing because somebody sold the place and she got out of that. But the one in New Jersey, she was being kicked out because she couldn't afford anything. And because of the high price of Jersey, she's now voting Republican for the rest of her life because the Democrats are running.
Cars.
Yeah. And we
or
gave them stuff.
Or little boxes. Really?
I
they
spoke
need those
to,
teeny little home boxes. That's what
I
they're going
to
be living in.
Yeah, I spoke to a lady that had epilepsy. That she was six, she's 56 or 57 years old. And she got it when she was like 2 years old, and she had it all the way through. She went through a bunch of operations, stuff like that, and I said, I don't know about that. I actually gave her, I told her to look up Emily. Let her work with that because she's the epilepsy king with her stuff that she does for epilepsy. She knows more about it.
Foundation?
Yes, it's an epilepsy foundation. So we work on that, you know, and people with disabilities, real disabilities. Now, getting out the ball.
I'll give you a disability. We'll go back. John Fetterman is
a
real
go.
Disability.
Yes, he is a stroke
victim. He doesn't
victim.
Fake it. He don't hide. He stood up and he was counted. He did his best. All
yeah,
right?
And we gotta give him credit for that. And
I will give him credit. You know, he did his best out of what his physical capability allowed him to do. But he did it. He didn't hide. He's not a pussy.
No, he's not a coward. He actually proved. He stood there. He knew he was going to get destroyed. He knew he couldn't do much. But he tried, and we give him credit for that. But he cannot. The only thing is
he
proved.
He kept his honor. And
he proved that he cannot be in the Senate right now. But he might be. It takes time.
Provide what is needed because he needs to make himself healthier.
Right, and that
and
should
once
be.
Once he does, it's there to go and run and campaign again. It is.
But he needs to take the time off. He'll lose.
He needs to get rid of that wife. That wife's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right? And his parents are older. How old is Fetterman? Is he in his 40s or 50s?
50s, I think. I'm not sure.
He needs somebody that has tender, loving care and cares about him.
We need to.
Nothing else matters. Nothing.
Let's talk about getting out the vote. It's early voting now in a lot of places. Around a lot of states have early voting. Get out there and vote. I know some of the people, like Dick Moss, is saying that you should go out and vote now. Some people are saying wait, like Mike Lindell say, wait till Election Day because this way they don't have the algorithms. But, you know, see, the reason why Mike Lindell said wait till Election Day and then swamp the polls is because they can't calculate the amount coming in. But if we swamp the polls every single day from now until Election Day, the algorithms couldn't adjust anyway. So they constantly swamp the polls, bring 20, 30, 40 people at a time going in there, vote for America First candidate, vote for the Constitution, vote for freedom. Vote for parental rights. Vote Republican. That's the only way you're going to get the right to control your own kids.
Vote for your Second Amendment.
Vote for right to life. They want to kill you.
Vote for your children. Vote for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews.
Vote for safety. Vote for law and order. Vote for putting away criminals and not revolving doors.
Vote
to secure the borders.
And food prices.
Vote for drill, baby, drill, and energy independence. And not vote for peace, not having wars. By the way, Russia, the test fired missiles today that could carry nuclear warheads. So
he's not screwing around.
No. Nah, so this is Biden. This is on Biden and Obama. All right? If you vote Republican and we get the House and Senate and all these governorships, we could get rid of Biden and all the stunks and put Trump back in and stop a World War III. It's all on you.
That's right. If you want to die, vote Democrat. If you want to live, vote Republican. And the world affects each other. So don't think it doesn't. It does. Everybody affects one another. Okay?
Stock market, oil and gas,
food, everything. Everything.
By the way, Thursday, November 3rd, in Iowa rally for the candidates in Iowa.
Okay.
So that's
I'm
what,
there.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
Now, we were talking about corruption. In New York State, we have a lot of, one of the things that we're talking about when we talk to the debate with Hochul and Lee Zeldin is corruption and fraud. And what, his name came up once, and we're talking about tax fraud, and that was Al Sharpton. And Al Sharpton was brought into that thing, but he was famous when he holds like $3 million in tax back tax, maybe more, and he hit and he's probably wanted IRS for it. But if you and I did it, we'll be in jail right now. But since he's a left-wing commentator, formerly on MSNBC, they're afraid of him because he's an agitator. But what made him famous was Tawanda Brawley and the fiasco there, the fraud there. All he is an agitator and a corrupt individual that pleads off of people's lives, and he's a racist. And if you're and that's who he is. And so we got to continue to work on exposing people like that. So he has no power anywhere except maybe to start a riot. And most of the people around the country don't want him around. And even in St. Louis, they kicked him out because they don't want his crime around.
He doesn't like white people.
No, he hates white people.
Okay.
You know, which is kind of strange in some ways because when I met him back in the day, in the 86, around 86, 87, and juniors,
yeah.
He likes cheesecakes. He likes to eat cheesecake and juniors, and we had lunch. And we had cheesecake together, but it's interesting. But he was friendly there. He's like putting on a show, but he is he's right up there with Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, and that type of stuff. But Jackson's a better person than he is, and Louis Farrakhan is a total nutcase. So
Jackson's son is in jail.
Yeah, I know. They're all corrupt. Every one of them.
The Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah, Rainbow Coalition. Money. It's helped in some ways, and some it didn't. But it's still crazy stuff. You know.
I'd agree.
No.
How many seats you think we're gonna take in the Senate?
Some people saying 53-47 Republican. Some people saying 50, like Rick Scott say 55-45. As of polling,
well,
as of this morning, it may end up being a 60-40 type majority because the seats that's in play that nobody thought would be, like Connecticut and New Hampshire and Oregon and Washington State and other areas, you know, even Colorado is in play. There's a bunch of states that that's in play. Everyone expects the Republicans to keep all their seats. So it's because you know people are voting with the wallet, they're voting with the feet, they're voting with the families and security and everything else. Again, issues, that's what they call the kitchen table issues are parental rights, education, the inflation, gas prices, and everything else, safety, defunding the police, all those issues. The abortion thing that the left like to go with used to be near the top. Now it's very at the very bottom, practically. And Noelle said the American people hate. They don't want the kids to be taught to hate. They don't want the kids to have sex, teach sex on kids, kindergarten kids and up. They don't want the kids to be indoctrinated, recruited. They think it's realization.
Is forcing children to get the vaccination.
Right, and that shouldn't be, you know.
That was an interesting question last night from the moderator when she brought up polio versus COVID. COVID, you still could get COVID. But if you get a polio shot, you don't get polio. Okay?
Right. One kills the, one prevents the disease totally, and with polio. With COVID, you got to boost this, you know, like Biden took his third or fourth booster. How many boosters are you going to get?
I saw a photo on him where he was topless and he had no tattoo and hair and no hair. And then in another photo, he had hair and a tattoo. With his face.
I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying he's got body doubles.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
No, so that's a big thing.
But when he did a rally with Fetterman and he went to walk off stage and he didn't know which way he was going and he talked to a sign.
I got a better one for you. Jill and him were out in the Rose Garden, and he didn't know which way to go. He got lost in his own Rose Garden. That was yesterday.
The bees didn't tell him?
No. What's happening around the world and what's happening in this country is because of
the
steal. This is the result of stealing an election. This is on
right.
The Democrats. This is on the traitors. This is on those people. And yes, it was stolen. We can prove it. Not just 2,000 mules, but there's many others. I urge everyone to go out and watch 2,000 mules.
They're being caught.
We're being caught. We got election integrity, stuff like Stacey Abrams is complaining in Georgia, even though she said that because the early voting is up. Of 2018, but yet she said they're being kept down. No, they're not. It's legit. You can't steal. If you get caught stealing, you're going to jail. Stacey, you've already been indicted. You're going to go to jail anyway. You're not going to win in Georgia at all. She knows it. She's trying to complain.
And she won't concede, and she's a 2-year-old in the head.
And then you
but
got Hillary Clinton.
We got a bigger problem. With Marjorie Taylor Greene, I read yesterday, it was the sixth time that somebody keeps pulling a Baba Booey on her.
Okay. Yeah, they do. They call it spotted.
It's bad.
Yeah, they call it swatted. When somebody calls in a false police report on saying that the guns, there's a shooting at a certain location, whatever it is, the cops running in with the guns out, and... You know, thank God,
because
you know, sister,
what they want.
Right, that's what they want. They want her to come, they want the cop to come in guns a-blazing. And by doing that, they kill her and knock her off. That's what they want. This is what the Democrats believe in. They want to kill off your opposition. They don't give a rat's ass.
Have the cops figured it out yet?
Yeah, they just call her up and say, you got another call. Is everything okay? Yeah, that's fine. They don't trust.
So they're not going to the home anymore.
They're not going, but she gets calls, and that's it. But the point is, this is the method of the left. Just like they did down here in Miami-Dade when the Democrat operative beat up a kid that was handing out flyers for Rubio and DeSantis and Hialeah. We arrested two. We know who responsible. Val Demings' people are going to go to jail, and even her will go to jail. She's not going to win. She's probably facing prison time for what she did. We know what's going on. We're not taking shit from anyone. If you're ordered to appear on certain things, you're ordered to do certain things, you got to be there. If not, you're going to be taken in. And if you resist, you're going to be eliminated. And to the best we can to get you is wherever you're at.
Well,
that's
look what happened outside Lee Zeldin's home.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing in New York, in Long Island. There was a drive-by gang shooting, supposedly. His kids, Lee Zeldin's daughters, was in the kitchen doing homework and other stuff. And they went to the safe room that they did because they weren't sure what was going on. But they didn't catch him. But The problem in New York, and it's a problem with all the Democrats, that's why they're going to lose across the board, is that they have a revolving door when it comes to criminals and thugs and gangs and stuff. You can get arrested by, they arrest you. They bring you down to the station, they cuff you, they process you in, and then they go and they put you in the holding cell, and then you do the writing, the booking report, and everything. By the time you get back from that, they're out the door.
And Hochul before that. And Hochul stood, Kathy Hochul stood 100% with that.
Which why she's going to lose, and she's going to lose big.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, every Democrat is for that revolving door. They support criminals over law-abiding citizens. And the people that support these people are the most part of criminals anyone.
Yes, they do. And the judges do. And the DAs and the district attorneys.
Well, Lee Southern said he's going to fire immediately. And again, Coco said, see, you can't do that. Yes, you can under state legislation.
He violated
constitution.
The law.
Right. Charlie Crist was supporting the state attorney that was fired in the Tampa area. He wanted him to get back a job. The guy refused to do his job. He has to abide by the laws on the books. If you cannot abide by the laws on the book and prosecute people based on those laws, you shouldn't have that job. Ron DeSantis, the governor, did the right job. He has within his authority to do it, and the courts ruled in their favor that he's an authority. Look, we need to get rid of all of George Soros' district attorneys, attorney generals across the country. They're not for the American citizen. They're not for law-abiding citizens. They're for the criminal. They want to destroy this country. That's what Democrats are. They hate this country. They hate the people in it. They will not support law-abiding citizens. They not support anything. Even people with disabilities, real disabilities, they are against. They would protect these people from the aggressors around the country, people that like to prey on people with disabilities and people with health and mental health issues. There are plenty of them out in the street around that would grift them and use their own issues to try and get things. That's who they are. They are criminals, and they belong in prison. And you can't stop that. Until you get the Republicans up and down and get rid of these left-wing judges and stuff. Oh, by the way, talking about judges and left-wing stuff, I'd like to welcome all our listeners that are in the law enforcement area around the country and here in the state of Florida, including the state attorney's office, the Ashley Mooney, the state attorney general, as well as Governor Santos and his staff. Welcome to listen to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. And the podcast, I know you guys get the podcast every single time we do it, and I hope you enjoyed it, because we're controversial, we're factual, we tell the truth, and we expose the fraud. And we make some comments that is controversial, and we want that to happen so you can spread the word, and you can talk about things. And that's what we need to do. And I want to thank them for listening to our show all the time. This show goes over 110, 120 countries worldwide. We've been on the air since 2010.
They like it. We have the conservatives around the world who are for law and order and the truth, and they want to hear that.
And they are getting out there. And a lot of our stuff that we say ends up being talking points, and we work it through.
A lot of talking points with a lot of different people, and they like it because we're in the heartbeat of it. And a lot of people listen to them, so they spread the message. So
Fentanyl kills more people, especially 18 to 45 year olds. Fentanyl kills. Fentanyl's in everything under the sun.
Now, Kathy Hochul, she's for the pot situation.
Same thing with Charlie Crist. Same thing with Val Demings. They support killing kids and killing people with using leaving the doors open. Nikki Freed's making millions off of hemp and the THC, and that killed a baby in Broward County. You know, so they all got blood in their hands.
And,
so if you go that way,
you're
going for the demise of your own family.
Yeah. We need to do a red wave, get the governors to rescind the vote, put Trump back in the House, finish the border, and go block by block through the entire country and find the bad people and the illegals and the children and the mules and the drug dealers and the MS-13s, and we need to...
And all those enablers and the families and everything else to clean it up. Because,
exactly. And they need to be moved out of here, jail or whatever it is, but they need to go.
Saving lives, that's the key.
That's right.
So again, get out there.
And they don't.
Get out there and vote. That's the key. Just get out there and
vote.
Bring 10, 20, 30, 40 people. Get out there and vote because your life depends on it. Because if the Democrats win, your life is over, basically.
Do it. Okay? Like Trump said, take a chance.
He went to the black communities and told them in a speech, give me a chance, what do you have to lose? And you know what?
That's right.
In 4 years, they went from hardly anywhere to the best employment ever.
Right.
They were off unemployment, off of welfare. The education was picking up. They were booming. Entrepreneurship in the black community was on top of the world. Then the steals, and they kept crashing down.
You have the voter integrity team who's taking care of every single precinct and poll and watching every area. And believe me, there are millions doing this, okay? And
that's
this is not bullshit. It's really happening. You got to go out and vote. It's safe to do it. Go vote red. Vote Republican.
Vote America first. Vote MAGA. Let's make America great again.
MAGA across America.
Let's make America proud again. Let's make America safe
again.
Let's make America prosperous again. Prosperous again. Let's make America
healthy.
Right. Let's healthy again. Let's make America great again.
That's right.
And that's what we got to do.
We all talk the same talk. So now it's time. It's two weeks from yesterday. Do it. If you got early voting, go vote. Okay?
Go vote. Don't wait. Just go out and vote. 3, 10, 20, 30, 40 people, vote Republican, vote for your pocket, vote for your family and your family's future.
Vote for cheaper gas, vote for cheaper food, vote for rents coming down, vote for stability in this country, vote for happiness, okay?
Vote for values, morals.
It's time that we are a happy, winning country.
Vote for fires and walls. Vote for the American dream. Let's start dreaming again.
Right.
Let's
vote
get off the government. Stop working them. Right.
Vote for capitalism.
Build businesses. Build your dreams.
Vote for not getting evicted.
Vote. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You know, Scott and I, our lives changed. We're doing good. We're having fun. We go out every weekend. We're doing things now. We're away from very bad people, and we'll start focusing on things. You know, we offer helping others, which we do. Like we told you about
health shit happens. So,
we told you about Angel Tree working on Feeding America, a bunch of other stuff. And doing all kinds of different charities. We are helping people out with disabilities and working through various organizations that we know and worked hard on.
By the way, if you're getting evicted, you can go to the state and they will help you from not getting evicted.
Yeah, but okay. the situation in Texas that I talked to, that one, I think it's a fight between people. The one in New Jersey, you got a very left-wing
communist-type
governor.
If you're renting, say, an apartment in a rental, you can go to the state. They'll help you.
Yeah. But we have places we have places in Florida that's good. We're pretty good.
If you need a job,
and, oh, yes.
People will help you get a job. There's plenty of job openings to get a job.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
There's plenty of jobs all over the place.
Shoot, McDonald's
fact,
is even giving you a signing bonus.
Yeah. In fact,
okay?
There's a taco place that opened up in Pompano that opened up yesterday. That Jenna Hake, that
people
was at this campaign. So.
Okay, this is Scarlett saying I'll be back on Sunday. Remember, go vote. Vote. That's all you need to do. Go vote and express your voice, because that is important. Okay? And this is Scarlett saying everybody have a good night. Bye, all.
Good night, everybody. Don't forget to get out there and vote. Vote for Ron DeSantis of Florida, vote for Ashley Moody, vote for Marco Rubio, and straight down the Republican ticket, and just keep Florida free. We do not need a socialist or communist in charge anywhere in the state of Florida, or anywhere in the country. Let's make America great again. Let's make America Florida. Get vote red all the way. Vote for Carrie Lake. Vote for Masters. Vote for Dr. Oz. Vote for Lee Zeldin and many others across the country. God bless you and have a great evening, and see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
unite America, get out and vote.